With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. More details have emerged about the cause of an Alaska Airlines jet which lost part of an exit door during flight. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
United Airlines says it found loose bolts and other installation issues on a part of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets that were inspected after Friday's Alaska Airlines mid-flight blowout. The inspections are focused on plugs used to seal an area set aside for extra emergency doors that are not required on United and Alaska MAX 9s. That plug is the part that blew off the Alaska plane as it cruised 16,000 feet over Oregon. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all MAX 9s operated by Alaska and United. The FAA has issued new guidelines for inspecting the door plugs and other MAX 9 jets and repairing them if necessary. I'm Norman Hall.
The IRS has announced January 29th as the official start date of the 2024 tax season, with millions of returns expected by the April 15th deadline. Lisa Dwyer has the details.
The agency is undergoing a massive facelift, attempting to improve its technology and customer service. The IRS says there will be more walk-in centers open to help taxpayers, enhanced paperless processing to help with IRS correspondence, and enhanced individual online accounts available for taxpayers. Eligible taxpayers will be able to file their 2023 tax returns online directly with the IRS through a new electronic direct file pilot, which will be rolled out in phases and is expected to be widely available in mid-March. The IRS expects most refunds to be issued in less than 21 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 216 points, the NASDAQ rose 319, the S&P 500 advanced 66, oil down to $70.77 a barrel. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, "Not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December. That's more than a year ago, but less than in October and November. There's a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. The NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes accounted for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month. This is SRN News. The longtime head of the National Rifle Association is resigning as his civil trial over allegations he used the organization as his personal piggy bank gets underway. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre said Friday he was stepping down at the end of the month, but that he'd never stop supporting the organization. New York State Attorney General Letitia James took his resignation as a win. She accuses LaPierre, the NRA, and two others who've been executives of civil fraud, and says LaPierre spent millions on private jets, yacht trips, and other extravagant perks. All deny wrongdoing. Another co-defendant took a deal and will testify against them. James is asking that LaPierre and the other two be ordered to pay the NRA back and be banned from serving in charity leadership positions. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.